USA News update. Police in North Carolina investigating the death of five people, including three minors, as a murder-suicide.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of two people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the five victims.
Officers were doing what's called a protective sweep to check for victims and or suspects. And once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found three deceased juveniles and two deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation. I'm Jerry Barmash.
One person has died in an avalanche in Colorado yesterday. Search and rescue teams recovered the body of a 58-year-old male. The search continues for the other male victim. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.